Would you pray with me?
Loving Lord, we ask that you would inhabit our minds and our hearts, that we would hear only your truth and your voice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I was reminded the other day of the phrase, living in someone's shadow. You've probably heard it, right? I have to live in that person's shadow, or that person lived in someone else's shadow. It's an interesting phrase that in our current culture, I think raises maybe some sympathy for the person who says the phrase, oh, poor them. We think of someone maybe not living into their giftedness, or perhaps even being kept from being their truest selves or their fullest selves because they're living in the shadow of another person. This may very well have been true for Solomon that we hear from today. He lived in David's shadow to some extent, for sure. We hear God say to Solomon today, ask what I should give to you. And Solomon replies, not so much with a question, but with what he's already been given. So the first thing out of Solomon's mouth is, God has shown steadfast love to his father, David. God has given David a son, which is him, to take the throne after him. God granted Solomon to sit on the throne as king. Solomon sees all these things that God has already done for his father, David, for the people of Israel, and for him. And in his gratitude and his acknowledgement of God, he sees also how small he is really in the big picture. Because he goes on to say, your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. And just prior to that, you'll probably remember Solomon describes himself as being only a little child who does not know how to go in or come out. Solomon recognizes, I think, his smallness, even though he's in a position of power and grandness in terms of human terms. I mean, he's king after all. And then from that acknowledgement of God's gracious and abundant provision, from an understanding that Solomon understands, really, he's merely an heir and he knows what his lack of qualifications are. From that comes his ask. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this, your great people? I'm not up to the task, Lord. Grant me the ability I need to be wise. It's an interesting comprehension, I think, Solomon has here. He understands that he does not understand. And to a degree, he is wise already. He understands that he's governing God's people. And is this not one of the most powerful things that we can have? An understanding, a self-awareness of our own giftedness, for sure, but also our own weakness. It is, in fact, really true humility, isn't it? Not to think less of ourselves, but to understand ourselves properly in relation to God. C.S. Lewis has a quote that it's attributed to him, and he says that humility is not thinking less of ourselves, but rather thinking of ourselves less. I might add to that, and listening to what God thinks of us. That's really what Solomon is doing here. He puts himself in proper perspective to God, the God of the universe. Instead of seeing himself as the world sees him, he is the king of a great nation. He has power and he has authority to wield. But instead, he sees himself in perspective to God. He is a man who has inherited the leadership of God's people and therefore asks for God's wisdom. There is something powerful in living in the shadow of God, isn't there? This is, in fact, probably true wisdom. Understanding that for all the power that we might be given, we are always serving a greater God. There is, of course, as you probably know, a book of scripture called the Book of Wisdom. Now, the entire Book of Wisdom is written in such a way that it describes God as wisdom. In fact, the entire book in the Bible is often considered to have a number of statements that were actually made by King Solomon. In one spot, chapter 7, around verse 14, Solomon speaks about wisdom with these words. She is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, being commended by the gifts that come from her discipline. When we, like Solomon, ask God for wisdom and gain the friendship of God, isn't that an amazing thing? Ask for wisdom and gain the friendship of God. In order to gain wisdom, you see, we need to see ourselves in proper perspective. And we need to spend time in the presence of wisdom herself. What does it look like to take time to spend with this God who is wisdom? Well, we pray, we listen, we pray again, we read scripture, we listen to those mature in the faith. Did I mention prayer? Just as we get to know a human friend, right? Better when we know more about them. We do that as we spend more time with them, as we get to know their story. It's precisely the same with God. We will never learn the elements of our grandmother's secret cookie recipe if we just ask for the recipe, right? Or just the ingredients. Those cookies usually have a special pinch of something in them, don't they? Or perhaps rather than use the timer on the oven, she watched the oven door to see what they looked like. The kinds of things that are not learned from simply reading ingredients or even instructions off a recipe card. You see, God too wants relationship with us. When we spend time in God's presence and come with a heart open to listen and to hear, we do also, like Solomon, gain wisdom and relationship with God. You cannot help but to reflect God more in your life the more time you spend with God. Sometimes you and I live in the shadow of something somewhat like Solomon. Perhaps we might live in the shadow of a person who went before us. Perhaps we work in a place where the person who worked there prior was a bit of a giant figure, and we find it difficult to fill in their shoes. Or perhaps we live in the shadow of someone who does not allow us, for a variety of reasons, to live into our fullest selves. There might be many ways in which we feel less than, or ways in which we feel we are not living into our truest selves. Perhaps then, if we are to live in the shadow of something, let it be God's shadow. As Solomon did, let us ask for God's perspective and not culture's opinion. Let us live in such a way that the direction we receive is that of God's, and not the world's. For the shadow of God is actually living in the light of the world, because darkness is not dark to God, as we recall from scripture. You and I may not ever be royalty. We may never have a position of leadership, but we all live in the shadow of a God who is light, and who yearns for us to be fully who we are called to be and to live a full and joyful life alive. My prayer for each of us is that we live in the shadow of a God who covers us with his wings. May we live in the shadow of a God who is light. And may we know his love, his mercy, and his wisdom all of our days. Amen.